The behemoth dies. B'toch mir, what's inside the stomach, it dies. And now, v'hoishet ha-royis yod, and now the shepherd sticks his hand through the womb of the animal. V'nogaboy, and he touches the uber, he touches the dead fetus inside. So the Mishnah says, b'hem b'behemoth temeya, b'hem b'behemoth torah tor. Whether the behemoth is tome, whether the behemoth is tor, the mice that uber has no tuma, since it's blue, it's inside the mother's stomach, whoever touches it there is tor. However, Rabbi Yosef, it depends. If the animal is a behemoth tameya and a chlami, then the uber inside is tamei. But if it's a hoira tor, but if the animal is tor, then the uber also remains tor. So here's the machlokes Tanakamo and Rabbi Yosef Lili. So Morris says, my tamei Tanakamo. What's the tamei of the Tanakamo? Why do you say, even though the uber is mace, mefrat is a behemoth tameya, why do we say if you touch it inside, you're still tor? The chur should have tumas novela on it. So Rav Chizur says, kal v'chayma, it's a kal v'chayma. Emo'ilo imoy, lahatiro be'achilo. If the fact that this uber is still inside the mother's stomach, at least by behemoth Torah, that this mother's stomach helps enough, that if you make a shrita on the mother, like we had before, the shrita's aim would help to be matter this uber. If so, lo'toylo l'torma de novela, doesn't it help enough to say, since it's still inside the mother's stomach, that it has no tumor yet? Madach, the mother's stomach helps enough, that's called in the mechitzas, that a shchita will be matur even be achila, it's not chala, din nevela trefa on it, so pshita, that a vada is no tumas nevela chala, doesn't have a shem nevela yet, until it comes outside yotzli avroilam. Because the mother is still inside the mother's stomach, does not have a din nevela on it. So that it doesn't have the issa nevela, who a din pshita doesn't have the tumas nevela on it. Therefore, Tanakama says, even though the shepherd puts his hands inside and touches it, avada is still tahor. Samura says, very good, this kavachomer is ashkathon behemoth Torah. That the swar of the behemoth is Torah, so since the shkitas, the mother helps, that the swar is no isurim chala on this ubi yet. But behemoth temei minolan, but a behemoth temei that has no shkita, has no heter on it. So how do you know there that tumas nevel is not chal when the uber is mace in the stomach? Samura says, on the cross, the posik says, v'chiyomus mina behemoth. Zu behemet tmeya, sa behemet tmeya. Ashehi lochem liyochlo, the pasuk goes on, zu bidashin zu behemet Torah. That's talking about a behemet Torah. You saw in the same pasuk, it's iskush, behemet tmeya, behemet Torah. There's ekish of the two. And therefore we dashin like this, ma behemet Torah, just like behemet Torah. Ubritor, the uber inside the stomach, even though it's mace, it has no tumas nevela, is af behemet tmeya, even though the mother is a behemet tmeya, a pig, still, Ubritor, even though the baby inside, the fetus inside, died, but inside, it has no tumas nevela. That's the pshat from Tanakama of our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, he says, no, it depends by behemoth tameya, there we say it is tamei. So the question is, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosef, Lili? Rabbi Yosef says like this, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'chol hoylech ha-kapav, any animal that's hoylech ha-kapav means it's flat legs, does not have a simen tyra, doesn't have parsois, parosois, it's not cut through, it's the hooves are not split. So that's called chol herlech al kapov, it goes on its legs, the flat legs. The chol achaye halechas, and any chaye that's moving. So we dash in, mahalche kapayim bechayo, temesi lecho. If you have a mahalche kapayim, means of the uber, of the behemoth temei, if it's inside the uber, if the uber is inside the mother's stomach, even though the mother's alive, still has tamei. When the uber inside is mace, it's tamei. That's the posuk of b'chol holech hakapa b'chol achaya haleches. It means mahalcha kapayim b'chaya to mace lecha. So Moshe says, elo meyativ so kolot b'meya para. Let's say inside the cow's stomach there's a fetus there, and its hooves are not split. His so the tamei should also be takom tamei. Why? To this mace inside. To mahalcha kapayim b'chayahu. It's called Mahalcha Kapayim Minachaya. Samar says, no. Mahalcha Kapayim Mahalcha Yarba. When do we say the Pasuk says it's Tomnei? Only if the mother also is only has Mahalcha Arba. Means it does not have Simen Tyra. It doesn't have its hoofs to be split. But for high here, with this Uber is inside the Meyapora, Vay Malechas Arba, even though the Uber is colored, does not have its hoofs split, Vakoponim, it's in a Mahalcha Shemena. It's in a parah that's called the Mahalcha Shemayna. Therefore, it doesn't have tumah inside.
What?
Because it's considered the Mahalcha Yishmoino for Mahalcha Yarbo. The Uber inside, the Pora has its hood split, it's like eight. And it's walking in the mother is only Arba true. But the kid has eight, so maybe it also doesn't have the Chiddush of this Pasuk. It will not become Tommy if it's Mace. Samara says, no, the Pasuk says, V'chol Hoylech, L'Rabba is Pora B'mei Gomel. The Pasuk, V'chol Hoylech, it's Marba this. Even though the Uber is a Pora, it has its hoof split, but since it's in the Meya Gomel, created in a camel, it has luck like a camel, and therefore if it's mace inside, they would be have Tumas Nevela. The Mar says, what's going to be though, call it the Meya Kluta Litame, what's going to be though of a Pora that doesn't have Simoni Tyra, if it's inside also call it, its mother's also the same way, that means it came out of a Behemoth Tyra, just it doesn't have its hoof split, so we say the animal itself is Torah. But still now the Uber inside it, if it's mace, it should have Tumas Nevela on it. Why? Because this color is called the Mahalcha Yarba of Mahalcha Yarba. Since the mother doesn't have its hoof split, and the Uber doesn't have its hoof split, so it's called Mahalcha Yarba, third Mahalcha Yarba. So where it says, Lahochi, for this much, since the mother Lamaisa has a Hetta Shchita done to it, Ahani Kabuchayim to Rav Chisda. Even Rav Yosef would agree that since Lamaisa, the mother, has a Hetta Shchita on it, even though it's a color, but since it came out of a kosher pora, we yelled once it's born, it's mutav achila, but since the shchita would be good for it, who would then have added help on the uber, would not have his tumas nevela, even though it's mace inside the mother. Mamor says, mask, give lo ravachtavo barami. Ravachtavo, he asked the question, says, chazir b'maye chazirto, we have a chazir in the stomach of its mother, in a chazirto, in a pig, is lo letam, it also should not have a tumas nevela then. Even though it's mace inside the pig. Why? To Mahalcha Yishmoino, Mahalcha Yishmoino. Because the pig we know has its hoof split. So it's not called Mahalcha Yarba, it's called Mahalcha Yishmoino. So that can be the pshat from Rabbi Yossi, from this Pasuk of Chol Hoylech HaKapov. It means if it has to be only four, without it means four hooves, without any hoof split. So that can't be the pshat, because then it'll be kasha on a pig. Because we know the pig's hooves are split, even though it's tummy, because it doesn't chew its cut. It says, Nefesh ki siga b'chol tomei. A nefesh touches any tomei. I have an avelis chaya tomeya. I have an avelis beima tomeya. I have an avelis sheretz tomei. That's the posik. So, v'chi nevelis beima tomeya metamo. Uvetarulim metamo. What does it mean to say nevela v'beima tomeya? Is only the nevela dead animal of a beima tomeya tomei, and not the dead animal of a beima toiro? There's Tumas Nevela on a Behemoth Torah also. Elo, the Apostle means like this. Eizah Zeh, what does the Apostle mean? Mechadeshia, Ze Uber She Bitumeya. Tomei. That means if you have an Uber, the fetus, a dead fetus, in the Behemoth Tumeya stomach, then it's Tomei. Over Torah Tor, Mashenkin, if the fetus is in a Behemoth Torah, it remains Tor. That's the limit from Rabbi Yossi. So that's the concept here. Samara says, if so, Omeyacha, the Nafkalayim, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, once we learn up from Nachman Yitzchak's Pasuk to Rabbi Yitzchak Lomeli, what do we have to have Rabbi Yitzchak's Pasuk altogether for? What are we dashing from Yitzchak's Pasuk? Now that we have Rav Nachman, so what do we do with the Pasuk before Rabbi Yitzchak said, Avichol Hoylech HaKapa, Avichol HaChai Yoleches? What do we do with that Pasuk? Samara says, no. He loved Rabbi Yitzchak, not for the Pasuk of Rabbi Yitzchak also. However, I would have thought to say, Kula Likidarav Hudiyasa. The Likidarav Hudiyasa. The only Pasuk is only coming like Rabbi's Jerusha. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon is also teaching us that a behemoth Tameya, where the Uber is mace, it has Tumas Nevela right now. Now, where's this halacha of Rebbe? I rush to that Sigmar later, we'll have the Yomalek Hamon, Ekroni Chaye Behemo Loma Nemro, Viva Tameya. So, kids, so we need both these Tsukun to Megala, exactly what the Pshat is, the Torah's been the Chadish here, that an Uber, behemoth Tameya, the Uber has Tumas Nevela on it. Rebbe's halacha will soon see the next daf. Now the Gemara says, Tani learn like this. Omer Rebbe Yonasin, Namti li leben Azai. Here again, Tani we learned that Omer Rebbe Yonasin said, that Namti loi leben Azai. Like he said to Ben Azai, that Lomadna we learned like this, that Nevela Behema Toiro Shematama. We know that Behema Toiro, where if it dies without a Shechita Nevela, it has Tumas Nevela on it. When the veil is behemoth tumei shematam, we just know by behemoth tumei is also the same thing. When it dies, it has tumas nevela on it. Nevela is chaya tumei shematamus. the nevela b'chayir also, the nevela chayir tumei also, when it dies, it's metama. And nevela is chayir Torah, lelo madnu. But we do not have any posse to say if a nevela of a chayir Torah, or let's say a deer, l'moshel, a deer, a tzvi, that's called a chayir Torah, when it dies without shechita, how do we know what to say it's nevela is tamei? Minayin. So Namli said back to me, answered me like this. The pasuk says, "Kol hoylech hakapov." The pasuk we dashed before that bechol achaya leches. From that pasuk, I know that even a chaya, a Torah, when it's smeis, it has tumas nevela. Namtilos, I said back to him, "Vechi nemer." The pasuk say bechol chayda, say bechol chaya. For the lenemerella bechol hachaya. The ma'achle kapayim bechayud yostek. We had before. It's only counting mechadish that when the uber of a behemoth tumeya is maced in the stomach, it has tumas nevela, but not to talk about a chaya Torah. So Namli said back to me, "Omai Yishmol Amabedavazel." What does Yishmol say about this? Namtilei said back to him, "The pasuk says b'chiyomus min abheimo zu behemet tumeyo ashiluchem liyachlu zu behemet toiro." So lamadam, I learn out from me a chaya b'chlal behema. I learn out from this pasuk in me that chaya the same loch like a behema, and also behema b'chlal chaya, a behema also the same loch like a chaya. So chaya toiro b'chlal behema toiro. That a chayy Torah is the same halacha like a behemoth Torah, and chayy tmeya bechlal behemoth tmeya, and a chayy tmeya also has the same halachas. So if of this heck I shall learn out any din that applies by behemoth. So by behemoth we have psukim that a behemoth Torah or behemoth tmeya, when it's smeis it has tumas nevela. So the same thing applies to a chayy also, a chayy Torah, a chayy tmeya, when it's smeis without a shechita, it has tumas nevela on it. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Because last Gemara was, the Shaila was that Rabbi Yonasan said that he said to Ben Asa, the question was, how do we know that a nevela of a chaya tumei is tomei? So he answered him back that there's a hekesh that behema is bechlal chaya and chaya is bechlal behema. The last pasuk was that the chiyomus min a behema zu behema tumeyo hashilachem liyochlu zu behema toiro. Is lamadnuch, and here we learn out that chaya was bechlal behema, behema bechlal chaya, and therefore chaya Torah bechlal behema Torah, and chaya tumeya was bechlal behema tumeya. So just like by behema tumeya, the nevel is tamei, hodin a chaya tumeya also was nevel is tamei. Now the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph says like this: